Welcome to this episode of Car Time Stories, where we'll be taking an in-depth look at George Orwell's seminal novel 1984 and analysing its continued relevance over 70 years after its publication. But before we do, let's get to know the author, why he wrote it, its main characters, along with a plot summary and story analysis, before we dive into modern-day parallels and its relevance today. George Orwell was the pen name of Eric Arthur Blair, a British author and journalist born in 1903 in British India. He was a democratic socialist who fought against totalitarianism and social injustice. His experiences serving in the Imperial Police in British Burma and fighting for the Republican side in the Spanish Civil War shaped his abhorrence of totalitarian systems in the early 20th century, like the horrific oppression and dehumanization of totalitarian regimes like Nazi Germany and Stalinist Russia. He watched how nationalistic fervor and state propaganda were used to strip away individual rights and pervert truth and objective reality itself through a deliberate and systematic application of misinformation, censorship, police state tactics, and psychological control. These totalitarian states were able to force their citizens into unquestioning obedience and normalize their abuses of power in the name of purported national security or ideological agendas. Orwell recognized the dangerous path these trends posed for human freedom and dignity. 1984 was his attempt to imaginatively explore how this soul-crushing process could continue to its terrifying culmination, a brutally repressive world of perpetual war, pervasive surveillance, historical negationism, and enforced orthodoxy of thought. A world where the government inscribes its own version of reality by breaking people's spirits and independent minds through manipulation, fear, and violence. Orwell wanted to create an abject portrait of what he saw as a boot stamping on a human face forever as the ultimate objective of totalitarian control. By projecting these anti-human authoritarian nightmares onto a fictional future, he aimed to deliver a wake-up call to his contemporaries to fight vigorously against these dehumanizing, soul-destroying tendencies he witnessed emerging under federated fascism and communism. The novel expressed Orwell's ultimate fears about how modern technological capabilities could enable a central authority to not just deprive people of their physical freedoms, but to obliterate the very concept of truth and objective reality itself through relentless propaganda, censorship, and manipulated information. He saw this as a profound threat to human autonomy, democracy, and the Enlightenment ideals of reason and freedom of thought. The story itself is set in a dystopian future where all of society is brutally repressed by the totalitarian regime of the party, which rules the nation of Oceania with the persona of Big Brother as its figurehead leader. Winston Smith is a member of the Outer Party, working at the Ministry of Truth as an editor who rewrites historical records to conform to the current party line and whatever truth the party directs at any given moment. He lives a harsh, regimented life in the squalid living quarters in London, the principal city of Airstrip 1, the former Britain. Despite his mind being constantly monitored by the party's pervasive telescreens for any thought crimes or unorthodox ideas, Winston covertly opposes the party's tyrannical control and blind conformity by starting an illegal diary. He harbors revolutionary thoughts about overthrowing Big Brother and the party. He also develops a forbidden attraction to a like-minded young woman named Julia. Against the odds, Winston and Julia manage to become lovers and join the underground anti-party brotherhood, or so Winston believes. In reality, the Brotherhood appears to be part of an elaborate ruse run by the Thought Police to expose and catch dissidents like Winston and Julia. During the illicit affair, Julia procures articles like real coffee, sugar, and bread on the black market to enjoy small, overt acts of rebellion against the party's starvation rations and lack of basic freedoms. However, the Thought Police eventually apprehend them, revealing that all their activities were monitored by the omnipresent surveillance state. Winston is imprisoned in the dreaded Ministry of Love, where he faces extreme psychological and physical torture at the hands of commanders like O'Brien and his staff. Despite months of dehumanizing interrogations, beatings, and being starved in a cell, Winston refuses to fully submit to the party's ultimate mind control. However, his spirit is slowly crushed as O'Brien forces Winston to betray his values and human attachment to Julia through a brutal re-education process of what Orwell terms doublethink. forcibly accepting contradictory beliefs as reality. The party's techniques cause Winston's sense of truth and reality itself to become so distorted that he eventually embraces the party's most indefensible premises. His harrowing journey culminates in the scene in the dreaded Room 101, where O'Brien exploits his worst primal fear of rats to completely break Winston's psychological resistance once and for all. Winston undergoes a haunting final crisis of screaming to the party to go ahead and do it to Julia, utterly purging him of any last private humanizing impulse in order to save himself from the rats. The last horrifying implication is that the party, through technologies of physical and psychological control, achieved its purpose of deconstructing Winston's mind to the point that he truly no longer has any individual self to be subjugated. The book closes with Winston accepting he has finally learned to love Big Brother and feel grateful for the party's total dominance over his existence. Through Winston's path of initially questioning the party's deceptions before being stripped of human dignity and independent thought itself, Orwell provides a haunting warning about tyranny's ultimate ambition. The party aims not just to persecute individualism, but to recreate a new species of human devoid of free will, self-identity, or ability to think or reason for oneself. It is a chilling, Kafka-esque journey exploring the depths of human loneliness, cruelty, and oppression possible under a totalitarian system of pure coercive power and control. If we were to analyze 1984, it is a searing critique of totalitarian systems of control and a profound exploration of how language, truth, and freedom of thought are all inextricably linked. Orwell showed how a totalitarian government that achieves complete control over information and language can rewrite reality itself to serve its interests. In doing so, it can destroy objective truth and human freedom and identity. Through the party's propagandistic mastery of newspeak, a stripped-down language that narrows the range of possible thoughts, Orwell demonstrated how those who control the present control the future, and those who control the past control the present. By redefining the usage and meaning of words themselves, the party is able to manipulate truth and reality in a way that what is easily becomes what is not. The concept of doublethink, holding two completely contradictory beliefs simultaneously, becomes a powerful tool for mind control. Oppressed people like Winston become capable of first accepting the party's perversion of reality, before ultimately being unable to even conceive of any alternative viewpoints or ideas that contradict the party's narrative and orthodoxy. Historical revisionism and the memory hole that erases inconvenient facts also showed how an all-powerful authority can simply rewrite history to fit its agenda. Under such a system, there's no fixed truth or factual record that cannot be altered, distorted, or outright erased. This negates individual and collective memory itself as subjective whims replace objectivity. Orwell conveyed how totalitarian political power at its extreme is not just a means for economic and militaristic dominance, but a pathological pursuit of controlling and subjugating the individual's mind itself. It is power for power's sake, a desire to deconstruct and remake human nature by eradicating all privacy, independent thought, individuality, and innate conceptions of truth and reality. The party demonstrates that achieving absolute thought control renders people obedient and enslaved by fear, coercion, and psychological subordination, rather than through any genuine belief or values. It is why Winston ultimately wins his personal victory for freedom by being lobotomized and having his sense of self and reality completely deconstructed. 1984's depiction of crushing the human spirit serves as an eloquent defense of liberal democracy and our constitutionally protected civil liberties like freedom of speech, press, and thought. It demonstrates why the right to privacy of one's beliefs and thoughts, as well as access to verifiable facts and objective truth, are so essential for human freedom and dignity against authoritarian control. In showing how all human bonds and attachments can be severed through terror, pain, and state indoctrination, 1984 argued that only through safeguarding individual autonomy and freedom can society uphold its core humanity and ethics against the seductive perversion of power. While a classic, Orwell's depiction of a society consumed by surveillance, propaganda, misinformation, enforced patriotism, and historical revisionism has renewed relevance today. From threats to civil liberties and free speech to manipulative fake news and mass surveillance, governments and corporate giants like big tech have concerning control over information and public narratives. There are modern parallels to newspeak redefining language, doublethink contradictory beliefs, and the memory hole doctoring of history. Objective truth and factual evidence lose ground to alternative facts. Threats to privacy and independent thought fuel fears of emergent dystopian trends, sacrificing human rights and freedom for power and control. The United States and its allies have been entangled in vaguely defined forever wars, like those in Afghanistan, Iraq, and recently Ukraine, under the guise of humanitarianism, democracy, and counterterrorism. However, these conflicts have become perpetual states that fuel nationalism, defense spending, and interventionism. They have drained trillions from public coffers as the military-industrial complex enriches itself through constant global policing and nation-building. All while the rationale and endgames remain obfuscated through propaganda and unauthorized civilian costs on a scale rivaling World War II. Domestically, laws like the FISA Amendments Act, extended under multiple administrations, have allowed mass surveillance of U.S. citizens and communications without a warrant. This once unthinkable violation of civil liberties, the Fourth Amendment, and privacy, enabling a security state to monitor the populace, has been normalized through logical fallacies about its necessity. Meanwhile, whistleblowers exposing such policies have faced severe retaliation, recalling Orwell's idea of unpersons. The COVID-19 pandemic and policy response also invoked startling Orwellian imagery and rhetoric from leaders with phrases like, "We must reset the world" and "the new normal." Unprecedented lockdowns, business shuttering, and socio-economic disruptions were enforced through emergency orders and the specter of obedience for public health. Government and corporate media engaged in rigorous narrative control and censorship of dissenting scientific perspectives in order to secure conformity with measures like masking and coercive vaccine mandates. Recalling Orwell's descriptions of propaganda, militant persecution of dissenting views from credentialed experts and medical professionals became commonplace. Social media platforms memorialized the memory hole by removing volumes of heterodox COVID commentary, facilitating the environment of pervasive self-censorship. More broadly, the deteriorating modern media environment of corporate agendas, partisan punditry displacing journalism, and the circulation of deepfakes all seem torn from Orwell's world of dismissing objective reality in favor of manufactured truth backed by the force of censorship and intimidation. In an era of institutionalized gaslighting to serve political, oligarchical, and technocratic interests, Orwell's classic reads as a striking warning of how language and thought control enable a totalizing system of control. Ultimately, 1984 reminds us to jealously guard our rights and liberties, maintain our humanity and individuality against such authoritarian pressures, and critically question official narratives and the agendas of concentrated power. It shows how the ability to falsify reality and control information poses an existential threat to freedom, truth, human rights, and constitutional democracy itself. Orwell's warnings about the seductive lure of totalitarianism remain alarmingly prescient even today, amidst increasing technocratic surveillance capabilities, censorship in the name of disinformation, and the normalization of eroding individual rights for a professed societal need.